Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Well, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. You can find us on the web at rjglegal.com or give us a call anytime during the week at 425-284-3450. That's the website, or the phone number to Gregorick & Associates. Hey, I've got Scott in the studio this morning with me, Scott Ralston.
Good morning, Rick.
Hey, we're back to the rain a little bit. We're back to Seattle.
Rapid change. Isn't it amazing? I remember this. Almost every fall, it seems this way. Nice, warm, sunny weather, and a week later, well,
it's over.
Complete change.
So anyhow, we'll see how that goes. Too bad the rain started today. Of course, let's hope it doesn't impact the storm parade too much. We have the WNBA champions having their victory parade
this
today
at this afternoon.
1 o'clock. It's going to start down there at the Space Needle, and then they're going to make their way over to Key Arena and have some festivities. It's in the arena, so
should be a neat event.
Another sport. You know, Scott, I don't know, did you get to watch any of the games?
No, I listened to them a little bit on the radio, a couple of them. I just didn't have time to sit down
and
watch them.
I have to admit,
I have watched them.
I was so impressed with their last two series that they played. They played some good basketball. I mean, taking out the women's basketball, they played good basketball.
I've watched a couple of the games in the past. I just didn't have, like I said, a chance this time. What really struck me, though, is how grueling the schedule was for the last 2 weeks of their play. I mean, with the it was just game after game, it seemed. I mean, it's really grueling the way they do it.
Pretty relentless. So congratulations, third time as champs. So I'm not sure how many other teams in Seattle have that record in the last decade. Let's see.
None.
Okay, so congratulations to the Storm. And go on out there and cheer them out today. They're going to be in the Emerald City Trolley, so they're kind of a lime green, bright green kind of color there. And from what I understand, they're open top, so I guess everybody's going to get a little precipitation today. So anyhow, go Storm. We got a Seahawks game coming up on Monday. Of course, the Mariners.
I've been meaning to talk to you about. I'll be leaving work early tomorrow.
Oh boy!
Just to let you know,
maybe not. We never know. Hey, folks, kind of rainy, kind of gloomy, kind of, getting back in Seattle. But, I really wanted to talk about something we do talk about rather frequently on the show here. And because we're, a planning firm and helping folks, with your estate planning, your elder law, even into our family law area of child custody, divorces, all those types of things, we're always trying to alert folks, all of you, all of us, to how much other people want your stuff. And how the lengths that they will go to get your stuff and in all the different types of scams we have out there. And, they've taken old scams and, let's say, modernized them. The one that always comes to mind to me, that's been going on for decades is the Nigerian letter scam. And that's, you get a letter from them and they're claiming that they want to transfer some money out of the country that they're in, their host country, and that they're probably a high-ranking government official, and they need to get some money out of the country for their family safety, and will you help them do this? And they're going to send some money to your account, but first off, they need some money from you. And the process takes a while. And it's been going on for decades, Scott,
yep.
Right?
It used to be by phone. Now it's mostly by internet.
Well, we've gone, mail, telephone, internet, combination of everything now. And so it just comes in so many different forms and fashions. And you would think that we would be alerted to these. But the psychology that's used in these scammers trying to get to people, they target people very, very specifically based on, that person's situation, their age, their income, their demographics. Are they single? Are they married? Do they have a big family? Are they easily isolated? You know, in other words, you know, those that become more vulnerable in our society. And sadly, we know that folks, unfortunately, 65 or over, tend to be the victims of scams at a far higher degree than, say, people in their 40s in recognizing the scams. And they attribute that to people, as we age, become more trusting and sometimes don't challenge things. Or are unaware of, you know, new technology or things like that. You know, Scott, one of the events or the scams that is just relentless that's going on is these IRS calls. And I myself have received many of these. And it's just amazing that you will get these relentless calls. They appear to be coming from the IRS, but look carefully, they're not. And, you know, what I want everybody to understand is the IRS never will send you a threatening email or a threatening phone call. They just don't do that. They will contact you by mail, and then you can call up the IRS. You can look them up online or what,
correct,
and get the real IRS's number and make sure that you really are talking to the IRS. And I think that's one of the things we want to talk about in general is if people call you on the phone or contact you over the internet, you must verify who that is before you start giving out information. You get a call and it says you're from your credit card company and there's been a mischarge and they need all this information. Hang up, get your credit card out, call the number on the back of the credit card. Make sure you're talking to the right people because, boy, they do amazing stuff.
Well, and, you know, what you really need to do is, you know, if you're younger and you're listening to us, you need to think about your neighbors that are older and you need to think about your loved ones. Because I do a lot of guardianship actions, I have run into this several times where elderly individuals with diminished capacity have been scammed out of literally hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
No, their homes many times.
Yeah, this is real. I had a case where the wife, she was just absolutely at her wit's ends with her husband because her husband was just giving their money away. And she had full capacity, but her husband was having diminished capacity. And she would change their phone number. She would disconnect their phones, but they would just keep calling. And what happens, and I believe this is fairly well recognized, is once a vulnerable individual is identified, that number becomes basically a commodity.
Oh, it's sold. I mean, bought and sold. Hey, we got a hot one here.
Exactly. And so what happens is once that individual is identified, then the phone just starts ringing off the hook. It just doesn't stop. And it's just one call after another, literally dozens a day of individuals just seeking money. And they will convince elderly individuals to go to the bank. They will convince them to send checks, to send cashier's checks, to do wires, to send MoneyGrams. It is absolutely relentless. So what you hear about on television and on the radio about these scams in representing family members having to deal with this type of thing, I can tell you it is absolutely real.
Well, it really is real, and it really is targeted at seniors. The older we get, the more likely we are to be targeted individually, not just as a class of people, but as an individual. And as Scott was saying, once they kind of get some information on you, that information is sold around. I mean, this goes on in the dark web, as we've heard, and this stuff is all very, you know, secretive, but much of it is highly organized crime.
And they're offshore.
Most are offshore.
And they have no concern whatsoever about being prosecuted. I know that in that case that I just mentioned earlier, the wife would answer the phone and she would basically tell them, no, 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 leave us alone. And they're like, can you just hand the phone to your husband? I mean, that's literally the way they were. They would not stop.
No, it's absolutely relentless. Well, folks, you know, the reason we talk about this stuff is A, education, being aware. One of the most important things to understand is that these things are out there. Seniors are targets, and these schemes are working. They're making these scammers millions of dollars, probably way beyond the millions. and it's really discerning. So what, you know, talking about it's great, but what do you do about it? Well, folks, you know, as we age, oftentimes we become more isolated from our families, and we're not seen as often. And
that's for
and
sure.
We see the isolation of people as one of the ways that many fraudsters start getting involved with them. They befriend them, whether it's over the phone, over the internet, oftentimes in person. And there are just many scams. And some of them start off with the air of legitimacy. You know, the insurance, the living trust scams that go on. And I want to talk a little bit more about those as the show goes on, because they're out there and they give the estate planning, legitimate estate planning, kind of a bad name, because they're using a legitimate document in a very illegitimate way and just to extract high price commissions, all with under the cloak of, well, we're licensed, it's an insurance company, and blah, blah, blah. Well, they're some of the biggest crooks there are. And not all insurance companies, of course, not all insurance agents, but a subgroup that does that, like CLA Estate Planning Services, that Attorney General Ferguson has filed a lawsuit against for these types of scams. And this one in particular with CLA is the living trust scam. We've talked about that on the radio a number of times. Folks, if you think you've been a victim of fraud, or you want some questions on it, or maybe you got a letter or something and you're not sure, give me a call. Call us right now. Let's talk about that and find out, you know, is that a potential scam? Because some of them look really good. So we're going to open up the phone lines at 888-973-5476. That's to get right on air with your partner-in-law right now, 888-973-5476. Have you been scammed, or do you have a question on it, or maybe you think your elderly parent or grandparent's a victim of a scam or potential scam? Let's talk about it. Let's all be aware so we can fight this back and not let the bad guys keep winning. Your partner-in-law is going to take a really quick break, and then your calls when we return at 888-973-5476. We'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest threats we face heading into retirement is unreimbursed medical costs, or what we call long-term care. The facts are pretty clear on this. Nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need help from others. And long-term care situations can happen at any age and can not only wipe out our savings, but it can also put a physical and emotional burden on your family and friends. I want you to learn how you can protect your savings and the people you care about the most by attending one of the upcoming long-term care planning classes sponsored by 525 Advisors. They're in Bellevue Friday, September 21st and Saturday the 22nd, taught by Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio every Saturday morning here on Cairo. Brian will teach you about all the newest programs, including asset-based plans that are guaranteed to pay your estate back if you never use them. This is the plan my wife and I got with Brian. You'll also get a free copy of his book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, just for attending. Don't let an extended healthcare situation wipe out everything you've worked hard for or burden the people close to you. Sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregrick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all,
Peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorek on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
And welcome back, your partner in law, Rick Gregorek, and Scott Ralston this morning. We're talking about something that is such a problem for me to, you know, it's so relentless, and we see this happen so often, so frequently to so many folks. And what do we talk about? Well, we're talking about senior scams. And boy, there's just no shortage of people trying to get in your pocket and take your stuff.
You know, we were sitting here over the break, and I was thinking of some of the things that we deal with. I mean, we're going to talk a little bit here about the family member scams, because there's that's one of the highest ones. I can't remember what the statistic was, but there was a statistic out from the state of Washington about 2 or 3 years ago about the number of cases that APS handles as a result of children exploiting their parents, and it was a very high percentage of their caseload.
It's 65% of all reported abuse is at the hands of close family members.
Close family members, that's what it was.
And it's a staggering statistic. If we look at all the scams that are perpetrated against our seniors, currently, for the last year or so, the number one with the most frequent is the IRS scam, whether it's coming in your telephone or whether it's coming from a letter. That's number one. Number two is the sweepstakes scam.
Oh, yeah.
Yay, you won the sweepstakes, Mr. Jones. Please send us money so we can send you your winnings. Come on, guys. I had a client here, a very, very wonderful fellow, but you know, he was about 94 years old, and he was living alone, but he'd had some, you know, the Alzheimer's was kind of ramping up a little bit, but he did pretty well. He had a caregiver coming in, you know, part-time, helping him out, and just a really a wonderful gentleman. And all of a sudden, he calls his daughter one day and says, "Hun, I know I'm really old," and he said, "but I always knew something good would happen."
Not getting married.
He says, "No." He says, "You know, I've been working with this company in England and this group in England, and because I was a beneficiary, an heir to some of my ancestors in England, and who were royalty, and I'm going to be inheriting $7 million." And blah, blah, blah. "So the money's going to be here, hon. I'm going to really be able to take care of you." Of course, his daughter's a CPA, and she's jumping out of her chair. Said, "Dad, what did you do?" And, you know, and she called me right away and said, "What should I do?" I said, "Well, hang up and call the bank and put a stop on his accounts. You know, you've got to get those accounts." And because he'd given him his Social Security number, his routing number to his bank, the whole nine yards. So they had access to his accounts. They'd been working with him for several months. Well, the genesis of his problem was that he enjoyed filling out all these sweepstake forms. Well, the sweepstake forms, these sweepstakes companies make the money to pay the sweepstake by selling your information. And when you sell your information, you can't be sure where it's going. So a legitimate sweepstake, quote unquote, may be selling your information to somebody that's quite undesirable. And, you know, the bad guys, they cloak themselves under all kinds of shell companies and appear to be legitimate businesses. But this happens in all kinds of areas where you get on a list, that list is sold, and then both good guys and bad guys buy those lists, and all of a sudden they know a lot about you from all the questions. They knew this gentleman was from England. They knew what province of England. They knew his family heritage. He had given him so much information that when this nice young man called, he obviously must be legitimate. Look how much he knows about me. Well, folks, if someone, a stranger, calls you over the phone and they know too much about you, that's your first sign. Why does this stranger know all about you? And so be very careful. There was a wire transfer for this gentleman, came through just a few minutes after his daughter did get in touch with the bank, and his $400,000 was preserved. Boy, did he get lucky, right down to the wire, right down to the minute, because once that money's gone, it's gone. You're not getting it back. It's offshore someplace, and it's just plain gone. Now, when I went and talked to this fella, And, you know, we had a good relationship, and I went over to his home, and we talked, and he said, you know, he said, Rick, he said, when did I get so stupid? And he was, and I said, well, you didn't really get stupid. You know, that's not the right thing. You naturally become more vulnerable. These people are very, very good. I mean, if you want your top marketers, you go to these scammers. I mean, the psychological warfare that they perpetrate
they
on you.
Very, very, very persistent and persuasive.
Just unbelievable. But there's always telltale signs. So be aware. I mean, we're going to talk throughout the show about things to do to prevent this. But the statistics show that people who have an active estate plan, so that's not a will that I put in my drawer 20 years ago. That's not an active estate plan. In fact, if it's still there 20 years from now, you need a new
active
one.
Active estate. Let's define so active estate.
That's plan. Where, you know, you meet with your attorney, you come up with the right type of estate plan, the right backup documents for your financial and medical care, the right people. Let's challenge who's putting it there. Let's put some checks and balances in place. Because, Scott, as you know, one of the key things is fraudsters like to work with the target individually without extraneous people around.
It's an isolation.
So they isolate. And then they also, you know, they even try to turn you against your family. And so this isolation is one of the key things. And I think good estate planning, where people know that if I'm my power of attorney for mom, mom has hired me to be her agent, that one of my duties is to oversee and make sure things are going on and have, you know, eyes on. If they live by themselves, well, what kind of, you know, visits are there and to protect against this? Talk to our seniors about this.
Yeah, and this is very important. One of the things that really needs to be known is, and we'll talk a little bit about this after the break, is that your family needs to know your estate plan. And we'll talk about the importance of friends and family being aware of your estate plan.
And some professional advisors helping you out on the legitimate side. We're going to talk about that as we continue. And we'd love to meet with you or talk with you about any issues that you might have in this area. And we'd love to talk with you right now, live on air with your partner in law at 888-973-5476. 888-973-5476. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregrick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, well, I was just so impressed with how much I I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial, regardless of your wealth or lack thereof. You need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick, law firm of Gregorick & Associates. And in this morning with attorney Scott Ralston, we're talking about scams that are perpetrated on all of us, but predominantly in our seniors generation, of which I'm part of now. And I've been the target of many of these things, which is, you know, so surprising to me. I mean, I get them all the time.
We get them all the time at law firms. This is
and, well, I get them personally, common, though, too. But of course, I'm out on the web so much.
Yeah.
And but we were talking about, you know, the way oftentimes family members isolate and then estate planning and that. And you had some follow up on that,
Scott. Yeah. So one of the things a lot of people, you know, an estate plan is private. Right. You want your estate plan to be private. You don't want the world to know what your estate plan is. But I feel that there's a lot of value in your close family members and friends at least knowing some parts of your estate
plan. The right people knowing the right things.
Correct. And the reason is we run into a lot of people that they've done their estate plan. Okay, they've done it. They've done checkups every couple of years. They've made changes. We got clients that have made, you know, a dozen different changes to their estate plan over the years, okay? And so they've had capacity, they've given great thought to it, they've changed the people as necessary that are going to be their fiduciaries when they can't make their own decisions because, you know, life changes necessitate changes to your estate plan. It necessitates changes to who's going to be your decision makers. There may be issues with a child, and a child is becoming difficult. They have problems with money. They have problems with substance. And so therefore you change your estate plan so that they do not get money outright. They get it in trust. Okay. See, these are the kinds of changes that you make. And if you make these changes and the right people in your life are aware that you have made changes to your estate plan and even are aware who your attorney is that has helped you with your estate plan, what it helps prevent is the intervening loved one. Because we've been talking about one of the top scammers out there is someone that you know. It's a child, a friend, a neighbor. And if there are individuals out there that know about your estate plan and know who has helped you with your estate planning over the years, and this intervener comes swooping in when you have diminished capacity, it is much less likely that that individual will be successful in swooping in and influencing you to either change your estate plan, put them in charge of your finances, or just outright making changes to your accounts and giving them money, which is what we see.
Well, we can set up fraud alerts on our accounts. We can set up transaction accounts. I've had some folks who were kind of getting elderly, and they weren't very tech savvy in that. And so working with their children, that, you know, most children are good about this. You know, there's just a percentage that are lousy. But, you know, the legitimate kids out there that are helping their folks, maybe they get the text alerts when mom and dad's accounts have been accessed or, you know, potential fraud alerts or, you know, I've had so many issues, mainly because I'm so public out there. It's easy for people to find things about me. And I've had my identity stolen a couple of times. And you just have to kind of protect yourself against that. So many of my accounts, all my bank accounts, credit card accounts, things like that, whenever they're used, I don't care if it's for $5, $500, or $5,000. If my credit card is used or my debit card or my accounts are accessed, I get an alert. Now, that's a lot of text messages sometimes, but at least I'm getting alerts, and then I know that I spent that money. Now, if I get an alert and I didn't use my credit card, then bang, I'm going to get that early warning system and be able to put, you know, that fraud alert into place. So we need to protect ourselves. But, you know, the internet isn't always the biggest place where people get scammed. And we're going to talk about the telephone scams that go on, because that's still the number one way that folks are getting targeted is the telephone and your good old-fashioned mailbox. Your partner in law. We'll be right back with your calls at 888-973-5476.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
One of the biggest threats we face heading into retirement is unreimbursed medical costs, or what we call long-term care. The facts are pretty clear on this. Nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need help from others, and long-term care situations can happen at any age and can not only wipe out our savings, but it can also put a physical and emotional burden on your family and friends. I want you to learn how you can protect your savings and the people you care about the most by attending one of the upcoming long-term care planning classes sponsored by 525 Advisors. They're in Bellevue Friday, September 21st and Saturday the 22nd, taught by Brian Ott, host of Long-Term Care Radio every Saturday morning here on Cairo. Brian will teach you about all the newest programs, including asset-based plans that are guaranteed to pay your estate back if you never use them. This is the plan my wife and I got with Brian. You'll also get a free copy of his book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, just for attending. Don't let an extended healthcare situation wipe out everything you've worked hard for or burden the people close to you. Sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregorick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Hey, welcome back to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick in with Scott Ralston this morning, attorney Scott Ralston. We're really talking about something that is so pervasive in our society today that, you know, maybe I think sometimes we're getting numb to it. It's just relentless attacks on some people. And I'm really wanting to, you know, create awareness, because I think through awareness and education that these things might be happening, but really to alert, you know, the seniors themselves, you know, all of us out there that are, you know, really anybody over 60, 65, we start entering into this zone of target zones for these scammers. And not that there's not scams on all other ages of people, but they're different types and perpetrated differently. And there are so many different ones. We've talked about a number of them already, but, you know, other ones that are, you know, maybe go under the radar a little more, Medicare fraud schemes, where you'll get a, you know, some sort of call or letter from someone claiming to be from the government under Medicare or under insurance for your Medicare, and they'll get information out. They'll say, well, just to confirm, I'll need your Medicare ID number. Well, once they have that number, boy, they can set about doing all kinds of things. And what they're really doing is, under your account, sending in fake Medicaid bills and getting reimbursements based on your personal information. So that's kind of a disturbing one that we all should take care of, because once they have your identification for that, remember, now they have a hot lead, if you will, and they're going to be able to sell that information to other scammers.
You're asked to confirm your identity by providing your date of birth, social security number, or some other sensitive number like an account number or something to that effect, when you're getting a phone call from someone asking for that type of information, unless you know this individual, like it's the bank manager that you do work with all the time, and they're like, hey, I need you to verify something for me so we can talk a little bit further. I mean, unless it's someone you really know and you trust who it is, there is no way that that is a legitimate call.
Yeah, just be careful. Like when you're calling a credit card company, make sure that's the number on the back of your credit card that you're calling.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got this Medicare fraud that goes on. Another one that's just terribly disturbing is the counterfeit prescription drugs. And this is just, drugs are expensive. Prescription drugs are expensive. And so we're finding, many seniors are going to the internet to find cheaper prices for medications. Now, obviously, the bad guys know that this is occurring as well. And they set up websites that advertise cheap prescription drugs that are usually counterfeit. Seniors unknowingly purchase these counterfeit drugs and then pretty much realize they've been duped and done great harm to themselves. You're probably not getting the drugs you ordered.
I actually heard something on the radio about this morning, but counterfeit products from China being sold through eBay was this particular article. I mean, but just the amount of counterfeit products out there. I mean, if it's something that has a $250 retail and you can get it new on eBay for $25, you got to scratch your head. You got to know that, and it's getting shipped from China. You got to know that is not necessarily going to be a legitimate product.
Why is this company doing that? Well, first off, they're not going to send you the product, so you're just going to send money. So you're not going to get anything anyhow, but you're giving them your information. They're baiting you with this good deal. So that, in other words, they're taking advantage of greed.
Well, in some of these cases, they're actually sending you a fake product.
Or a fake product, but it's going to be of no value.
But
they're really
dangerous oftentimes.
They want your information. Another one that hits seniors, of course, is the funeral scams. And fraudsters, go to the obituaries. Oh, boy, the obituaries to find out information, about the deceased. And then by putting this all together, they come up with their story and their scam, and they claim the deceased then has an outstanding debt owed.
Mm-hmm.
And those, it goes on from there. And these are all just scams. The other scam one that happens at funeral homes is, we do have unscrupulous funeral homes out there as well. Like in all industries, there's always bad eggs in all of them. And, one of the scams that goes around is selling you a casket, even though you're going to be cremated. Like, okay, you're going to buy a $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, $10,000 casket. But wait a minute. Mom's being cremated. This happened to me. They tried to sell me a casket. Better yet, they tried to sell my dad, who, had I not been there, might just have gone for this thing, And was it a legitimate funeral home? Kind of quasi. But to ask someone who is being cremated to spend another $9,000 to buy a casket. And then the guy went on so far as to say, well, if you don't want to buy it, would you like to rent it for a few days? So out of curiosity, I said, what does it cost to rent a coffin?
About the same.
About $750 a day.
Yeah.
I said, no. The bad part was, had I not been with my dad, I'm pretty sure he would have fallen for some of these things. And you've got to be careful, folks. If you're being cremated, you probably don't need a casket. Okay, so, just common sense, but they prey on our vulnerabilities. Telephone scams, internet scams, investment scams, they're all over the place. I want to talk about some mortgage scams and reverse mortgage scams and that when we get back from break. So don't go away. We want to make sure you're aware of these, because there's good in all of this, but then there's always a bad element. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregrick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450 or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregrick, host of Your Partner in Law. You're listening to it right now. And Rick, after attending a few of your events, while I was just so impressed with how much I learned and the detail and the importance of all the information that you provide.
Well, you know, John, thank you very much for that. You know exactly why we do this. We've talked a lot about it. My own personal experiences really put me into this business. And what I've learned over the years is through proper education, developing the proper life plan for you is absolutely crucial. Regardless of your wealth or lack thereof, you need to have a life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your assets in the event of your disability or following your death.
You absolutely do, Rick. And hey, if you're interested in attending one of Rick's events, go to yourpartnerinlaw.com or just schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick, and he'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
All righty, welcome back where the hour goes fast. Our last segment here of Your Partner in Law, Sunday the 16th, big day for the storm parade down at Space Needle going over to Key Arena today, so all you guys go out and have fun in that. Do take your rain gear. We've been telling people take their sunglasses most recently, but and your sunscreen, but today I think you're going to need that rain gear. It is, of course, Seattle, and they're called the Storm, so that's why. Who knows? Hey, folks, we've been talking about these senior scams. I really want you to take this stuff seriously. Talk to your folks about this, your grandparents, maybe your elderly aunt or uncle. Maybe your neighbor next door, maybe a friend. Pass this on. If we become more educated and more aware of these things going on, we're going to help fight these things because there's more and more of these folks coming on board all the time, taking advantage of vulnerabilities. And, you know, many seniors that are older, maybe they're not, you know, maybe you're not as skilled on the internet and you're not as skilled in emails. And you've got to learn to look at the headers on your email and see what's going on there. Where's this thing coming from? And there's a lot of telltale signs on how things come to you. So a lot of it's just getting that information. But the estate planning angle here is that people who are doing active estate planning, where there's thing you're working with your attorney, your financial advisors, your CPAs, you know, all these other ancillary folks as required or as necessary for your plan, you've got a lot of gatekeepers now, and you've got some people looking out for you. I got a call here not too long ago from an investment advisor who was very concerned for one of our joint clients. And she called and said, you know, gee, I'm really concerned about, let's pretend her name is Betty. And Betty's been always taking out the same amount of money every month from her account to pay her regular bills. But she says, Rick, in the last few months, she's taking out almost $200,000. I'm very concerned. I talked to her, and she seems like some issues going on. She says, could you give her a call? And I said, well, of course. So I called up this, you know, lady, and she's been a client for 10, 12 or more years, and had some issues going on, and like all of us do in our life. And she said, well, you know, I have had a lot of friends coming to me, and, you know, the friends are shaking her down for money. Now, is that a scam? Probably not. It's just inappropriate. You know, she's got some money. They're falling on hard times, and all of a sudden.
But that's what we were talking about earlier.
We got to be aware.
Yeah, and that's the statistic we were talking about earlier. The high percentage of individuals that tend to scam.
Scam the vulnerable
are friends and family.
And the friends and family don't really look at this as, you know, a crime. They don't look at it as taking advantage. But you are taking advantage of someone when they're in a vulnerable set and you're asking them for money and taking that money. When you're putting that person in financial peril themselves, you know, it just isn't right. And when people are not doing these. So, you know, with this lady, I talked through it and everything. And so we set up some things that when people come and ask her, we've given her a mechanism on a way to say no, kind of saving face with their friends and things like that. But to say, no, I can't do that. Put some gatekeepers aware, her financial advisor. So we've all talked and we kind of have a plan of action. Did talk to some other family members who can help with this. So, you know, everybody's vulnerable, folks, each and every one of us out there. I wanted to take just a real brief minute to talk about reverse mortgages. We work with a lot of good, legitimate reverse mortgage folks out at Fairway Mortgage. We have Steve Teitler here. You know, just there's some really good folks that do this kind of work. But unfortunately, there's some really bad people that do this type of work. You know, if you're solicited over the phone or through a flyer or things of that nature, proceed with extreme caution. When you're looking for a loan, I don't care what kind of loan, you should seek out the bank or the brokerage rather than responding to a random telephone call and things of that nature. Because you really don't know who you're working with. You need to establish from day one, who am I working with and are they legitimate?
And it's so important that you do that type of homework on your own. And same thing for attorneys. And make sure you know that you're working with someone that knows what they're doing and how to actually handle estate planning.
You know, there have been cases all across the country. You know, there is no group of humans on the planet that is exempt from exploiting another group. You know, so it's, you know, attorneys are, you know, scam people, accountants, insurance agents, you know, butchers, bakers, and candlestick makers. It's everyone in certain degrees, and then our family members. So it's just one of those things that most people who do reverse mortgages are good, honest people. Unfortunately, there is a criminal element and a fraudulent element where they do that, and what they're really trying to do is what we call an equity skimming scheme. Equity skimming
scam.
Foot scam. And try to get that one out. And they're pretty successful at it. So you've got to be careful. Legitimate home equity conversion mortgages, the HICM as they call them, through FHA, and going through that process is a safe process for seniors because of some guaranteed counselor, required counseling, and some other things. The bad guys, they kind of skirt around that stuff, and everything will be a scam. Watch out for the sweepstakes. Watch out for the grandson you haven't seen in 20 years calling you from Europe saying you need some money.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. We didn't talk about that one.
You know, there's so – oh, my God, we could talk for the next 8 hours on all these, Scott, and maybe beyond. The grandparent, boy, I tell you, I've had a number of clients doing that, and they said, gee, I wasn't sure if it was Billy or not, but I haven't talked to him for 20 years, and he knew so much about me and us, and he knew all this information.
And he just needed a little help.
And he, you know, got in trouble, and he needs to get out of there so he doesn't go to jail in Europe or Mexico, and he needs $5,000, and you go down and you wire the money to him, and of course, that's the last you're ever going to see of your money. Folks, you can find out more information on lots of websites out there. Just Google it in. You've got the National Council on Aging. You've got AARP. You can go to the Attorney General's website. You can go to the Federal Trade Commission website, and you can learn and read about all these scams we're talking about today, because I think if you're armed with knowledge and then you help convey that to the elders in your life and everybody else, and we all grow with this, we're all going to become less vulnerable. Because right now it's a multi-billion dollar industry is scamming us out of our money.
And help yourself, as we often say on our show, plan early, plan often.
And we
if you're working on your plan and you're keeping up with your plan, you're less likely to be victim to some of these scams that we've been talking about today.
So we'd love to see you. Remember, free consultations for estate and elder planning at Gregorick & Associates. We'd love to meet with you. Just give us a call during the week at 425-284-3450 or leave a message right now. We'll get back to you on Monday. Check us out on the web, rjglegal.com or yourpartnerinlaw.com. Lots of ways to find us, even mynorthwest.com. We'll be back next week. Stay dry, go Storm, and go Hawks!
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcasts can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 8 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.